And now here are this month's obituaries. I'll start with one for Maurice Ormerod, who died suddenly at home on the 22nd of May, aged 70. Now, I'll now read his obituary from the Todmorden News. A stalwart of scouting in Calderdale, Maurice Ormerod has died at the age of 70. Maurice of West Street, Todmorden, was scout leader, skipper of the 20th Calder Valley Scouts, based at Todmorden C of E School from late 79 until the late 1980s. Also taking on the role of one of the area's senior scouting figures, becoming district commissioner. Maurice Ormerod was closely involved in scouting for around 25 years. And a service to celebrate Maurice's life was held at St Mary's Church, Todmorden, on Tuesday the 7th of June. He leaves his wife, Jean, sons, Simon and David, and daughter, Rachel, two granddaughters and three grandsons. Maurice and his twin brother, Martin, who passed away in 1982, were both involved in scouting in the town during one of its most popular periods. Martin at the 26th Calder Valley and Maurice with the 20th. Both involved in Todmorden Gang Show on stage and behind the scenes. Also in the obituaries this month, Tim Challis, much-loved husband of Ruth, died on the 1st of May after a short illness, aged 57. On the 8th of May, Terry Jarman, beloved husband of Mary, died peacefully in his sleep. Terry's family request that donations should go to the Todmorden Talking newspaper or Todmorden Society for the Blind. Herbert Steventon died peacefully in hospital on the 9th of May, aged 84. On the 14th of May, Lewis Hartley, much-loved husband of Jill, died aged 66 after an illness bravely borne. A memorial service was held last week at Walsden Cricket Club for Nigel Fitton, who sadly passed away in France on May the 17th. The former snack bar owner, Derek Daly, died on the 21st of May, aged 86. Anne Earnshaw, formerly of Todmorden, passed away in Ivybridge, Devon on the 22nd of May, after a cruel illness. On the 25th of May, Gerald Newsome died suddenly at home, aged 85. Keith Dewhurst, loving husband of Sylvia, died peacefully in his sleep on the 1st of June, aged 80 years. And finally, on the 2nd of June, after a short illness, Elsie Healy died aged 92.